Dang.
Now it's recording. Got it. Do you want to do your intro?
La 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 penis.
And welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast, a podcast where two dumbasses talk about random things. Hopefully nothing that's politic related, I guess. That's the main thing.
I don't feel like I'm smart enough to talk about politics.
Right? There's so many things that you just have to like research for one topic.
Yeah.
Dude, they even took global warming away from us, you know, climate change. They're like, well, did you really look into it? It's like, I kind of trusted those people, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of trusted the scientists on this one.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
That's where I was at with that, but oh well. I guess not. Maybe. But yeah, that's not what the show is. The show is just two dumbasses talking. So, I believe that you had a discussion point or something.
I do, but let me first off go ahead and just congratulate you on totally nailing what our show is about with three words. Two dumbasses talking. That's just how'd you just simplify exactly what we do? That was incredible, Justin.
Yeah, you know, and I like how you agree with it. We know what we are, and it's like no advice should be taken. Just listen, maybe.
God forbid somebody is taking advice from us. God forbid somebody is listening to us and be like, you know what? I want to be more like Alan and Justin. They seem to have it together.
No,
I'm
kidding.
An unpaid intern in my 30s, and Justin is a janitor at a hospital. Not saying that's not, you know, good living, but I'm just, you know.
Custodial science, man.
Custodial sciences.
Yeah, definitely.
Just killing it.
I know.
The discussion post, or I'm sorry, the discussion idea that I did have, and the topic I wanted to bring up is something I was overhearing some students say that are in my AP economics class. They're talking about the connection of food. Well, you know, a burrito is the connection between a taco and a sandwich. You know, they were making those kind of – and these are really smart kids. Like these kids are going to – I think – I know one of them is going to Stanford. One of them is going to Harvard. Like all these kids are going to four-year universities. They're all in AP classes right now.
Were you taking the class too?
I feel like they should be teaching me.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have gotten my minor in economics, and I chose not to. And these kids know more than I do. It's incredible.
Dang. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're smart as hell. But anyways, they were talking, and they were like, oh, well, you know, and Justin, I'm sure you know, so a hot dog is technically a sandwich, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, it has the key components. It has the bun, which is the bread, and then it has the meat, or the filling, which is the hot dog, right?
Yep.
And then the kid turns to me. He looks me directly in the eye as they're making this discussion, and he goes, what's a corn dog then?
That's a good question.
And that has been that has been hurting my brain for like 2 weeks.
I think it's different because it's fully encased and then it's like cooked. Like a Hot Pocket. Would a Hot Pocket be a sandwich then?
It might be.
I think
it's
corn.
Bread.
I think corn dog and a hot pocket are in the same category, just like hot dog and sandwich.
I think a calzone is, you know, is considered a sandwich, though, is
no.
it not?
No, it's not considered a sandwich. It's in the pizza category.
I understand that it has all the ingredients of a pizza. You know, as soon as you type in is a calzone, it just pops up with is a calzone a sandwich.
You know what? So, story. I used to deliver pizzas, and at the pizza place I was delivering pizzas that they had quote-unquote sandwiches, and they're at calzones. So, you might have something there.
I mean, just there seems to be a lot of if you look this up, there's quite a few. First off, let me go ahead and say this: four of these articles about sandwiches and calzones are from Huffington Post. So if you're getting your political news from Huffington Post, just know they're also debating sandwiches. You know, just
so,
people are referring to it as like a solid source. No, they have something called "What is a Sandwich?" Huffington Post editors wage an intense debate on Huffington Post life.
Well, okay. So then, is a pizza an open face sandwich? Then is that what that is?
You could. You're. You're. See. You are just. I opened Pandora's box on this food top. These kids, I'm telling you, man, I think they did it to mess with me because I have not taken my mind off of it for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, the whole sandwich question is a big question. But what they were doing, I felt like was really interesting too, where they were like, well, a burrito is the link between, you know, this and this. It's like, so there's nachos have to be a link between a taco and just chips or what?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. That's fun. I can get into that.
One of the kids, he's drawing me a diagram. I believe it's due on Wednesday. Because I want to know as much as I can with these. I'm telling you, they're incredible. And yeah. That's basically all I'm bringing to the show today is that idea that corn dogs have blown my mind for the past 2 weeks because I don't know what they are.
Yeah, I'd love to see that diagram for sure.
Yeah, I will. I'll make sure to post it.
Yep.
It'll be on my Twitter.
Heck yeah. All right, man. Well, I mean, that was something. Do you want me to get into the moral question or do you want to do the make a reality show better?
I'm thinking the moral question. I say we end with the reality show.
Sounds good. So here we go. With these moral questions, I search the internet and then for some reason, something just comes to my mind. This is that case. So you and your good friend or relative are due to have kids around the same time. So your wives are pregnant. You keep high-fiving each other and talk about how they're going to grow up friends and all that kind of stuff. You're going to go through milestones together. Just so happens that at the same time, both the wives go into labor. Both the kids come out looking similar. They grow up friends. Well, an investigative news team uncovers that the OBs at the hospital were very sloppy and a lot of the kids got swapped. You both do a blood test and you find out that your kids got swapped and they're in their teenage years. What do you do?
Wow.
Yeah.
Who comes up with this?
It was me. I just said it. It's just, yeah.
Brought to you from the messed up mind of Justin. This is like some super, you could make this into a movie.
Yeah, it maybe Lifetime. But, yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm not saying it's not hidden theaters.
Yeah, no.
It's a straight to TV kind of movie, without a doubt.
Yeah, or straight to not even Netflix, like some other platform that yeah, Sony one that one no of one ones watches.
Like six people you know have it, but they don't talk about having it because they're embarrassed.
Crackle, yeah, that straight to Crackle.
Yeah. I'll let you take this one first. What do you think?
Oh, dude, I mean. So it's so crazy. So they've already lived till their teenage years, you know, still minors. They still got I just don't know what it would do to you with your own feeling towards them. I think you would have to just go on and raise them until they get out of the house. And then after a few years of adult life, you and your buddy get them all together and you tell them what happened. So you tell them when they're like 30.
Okay. Okay. For me, it's interesting because what I want to say is, well, it depends on which one becomes a professional athlete. I'm claiming that, you know, like I'm saying nature versus nurture, depending on how that works. So that's a big one. That's a big thing. But at the same time, like whenever it would probably go down like this. Let's be real. I'd be like, you know what? We're going to take the Justin route. We're not going to tell them until, you know, well after they're out of the house. But as soon as he fails like a chemistry test, I'd be like, that's why you're not my son. You know, it's going to be like, damn it.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to come out in some rage filled argument with an adolescent.
You know, when you first talked, it sounded like you're going to do the hedge your bet route. Where you'd go with your friend and you're like, we're just not going to tell them, man. And then if their kid turns out to be better than your kid, you just tell them all. You're just like, yeah, you weren't my kid. You know, the one that's a doctor, that was my kid. And then you like spoil it.
Oh, yeah. Like I would look as soon as his kid like got into Harvard, I would just give him the look, like the little head nod, the wink. Yep, that's my boy. I would probably definitely let my kid know if he was a disappointment.
Wow.
like the kid that is not biologically mine. I'm like, yeah, you must have your real dad's brains.
Wow.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, come to think of it, yeah, I'm hedging my bets.
Yeah, that's. I don't think that's also ethical. I don't think that's good.
Oh, have you not heard me answer these moral questions?
I know. That's why I was pretty excited to hear you answer this one. But man, I mean, like, you could just go ahead and be like, all right, well, we're swapping you, and they're like 15 years old, and that would be crazy.
No, I think at that point, it's whoever you have is whoever you have. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever you have is whatever you have. And until one of them becomes a professional athlete, then that one's yours. That's just science.
Yeah. That's definitely science. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, that was kind of fun.
That was a solid question. I'm impressed, Justin.
Oh, thank you.
That's why I don't believe you came up with it.
So I was on another podcast, and I came up with a show for when they come on our podcast, and I have a lot better moral questions. So teaser right there. Girls, beer, and sports. They'll be on some point.
They're awesome. I listened to one of their episodes about the AAF, and they were talking about how it's just basically the developmental league for the NFL, just like the D League and NBA.
Yeah.
And they were dead on. They were right. I mean, the NFL's putting it on the NFL Network. Solid job, gals.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about the NCAA tournament, and they knew so much more than I did. And I'm like, this is kind of like a, you know, like a role swap, you know, where the male is, you normally knows all this. I'm like, I like their jerseys, so I think they're
going to. I'm taking them because they have a cool acronym.
You know? Yeah. UCF. I like that.
Yeah, UCF. I like it. Sounds cool.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, Florida has a cool mascot. Let's go with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. They do know a crap load, though, about sports. It's crazy. The next one, we're bringing back a segment, Make a Reality Show Better. Back in the day when we did this more frequently, it seemed like all mine were, there's a bomb in it, so one of them's going to explode up, you know. So I tried to go a little differently with mine. And you came up with the show Chopped.
Yeah.
Mine,
You go first, because I mean, mine's hard to explain. It's messed up, so I want you to go first, and then I want to end it with a bang.
Sounds good. Well, so Chopped is a show. It starts with four contestants. They do an appetizer round, and then one contestant leaves. They do a main entree round, and then one contestant leaves after they fail that, and then they do a dessert round, and then one contestant wins at the end, just if you haven't seen the show. And it's based off of culinary, like cooking, like you get surprise ingredients and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, my version that would make it better is the appetizer round, they are blindfolded, so they can't see. So it's four of them running around the kitchen without being able to see, trying to cook something in 30 minutes. And then the next round, they're blindfolded and they can't hear anything. So you take away their ears as well. And then the final round, they can't taste anything. They can't hear or taste anything.
Wow.
Yeah. So those desserts would be really interesting.
Wow.
It's not that. I mean, you know, you just.
Well, I'm thinking about the appetizer round where you take, they're blindfolded.
Yeah.
And then you, because in a kitchen where you're surrounded by hot metal, fire, and knives.
Yep.
You know, usually seeing is a plus.
Yeah.
I like it, Justin.
Yeah, they still have to cook the stuff. You can't just serve something raw. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I want to hear yours, because.
Okay, so there's only two rounds. So you said appetizer, entree, dessert, right? So not right now, there's three rounds. I say you shorten it to two rounds.
Oh.
And here's why, because I can only think of two things, but they're pretty messed up. You have to make the prize money or the prize at the end well worth it. It has to be like, wow, that's worth it kind of deal. The first round, you know, they open up the what we call a market basket challenge, right? You open up the basket to see what you have, and each person, each chef that's cooking is allergic, highly allergic to one of the items.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. Crank it up a notch, right?
Wow.
They got to fight through it. So, wow. I mean, they're puffing up. They're losing eyesight. You know, their hands are going numb. It's just the whole thing.
They're getting rashes.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. It would be great, right? First off, there's no way somebody is not tuning in to see that. It would be great. One of the three people leaves, and then it's a fight. Then you know, it's a battle between two people. Here's the hard part. Okay, here's the messed up part. You got to make sure they're vegan, and you only. Oh no, there could be three rounds. I'm sorry, there could be three rounds. The second round, they're vegan, right? The contestants, they have to use nothing but animal products. Fucking hilarious, right?
Yeah. Oh,
it would be great.
Yeah.
The third round, when there's only two contestants left, this is for all the prize money in the world. They have to use a chicken that is alive.
They have
to kill the chicken.
That crossed my mind too. I was thinking similar thing.
Yeah, just to see people break down and cry, and then whoever has the guts to kill the animal first, like, they're gonna win. So. You gotta make the prize money worth it, though, for them to try to do this.
See, the appetizer allergy round would just mess them up for the rest of the show, you know? It's like, well, I would taste this with my tongue swollen, so.
Hey, see, you took the pansy way out. You took get rid of their taste and smell.
Yeah.
Just, you know, using chemicals or whatever. I did it. You know, using chemicals?
No, a blindfold and like those construction earmuffs, not chemicals.
I know, but I'm not saying their eyes and ears. I'm saying the last round when you take away their sense of smell and taste. How are you doing that?
Oh, just not allowing them to taste stuff.
Oh, they. Oh, okay.
Well, or yeah, like nose plugs for the smell.
I took it too far. I thought it was like you would numb their tongue or something.
Gas them before they go out. No.
Too far, Justin. No. Too far, bro.
No, not at all, man.
Definitely not. Not after what I just said.
Wow. That allergy first round, that's a doozy, man. That's crazy.
I like it, though. It might just be that round. I think the other ones might be a little too far. Actually, the killing the animal one might be a little too far.
Well,
but
the
vegans having to use animal products would be great.
So the chicken, but if it's tournament style, and if they're, you know how they do chop champions and stuff, and not then, then so if it's tournament style, I think that animal has to be ramped up a bit. I think, you know, first is the chicken, then it's like a goose, then it's a pig.
And like a goat on steroids.
No, that's a cow.
Oof.
I know. Yeah.
Not even a cow, a bull. Fuck it. But give them a chance. It's a veal, you know? It's like a baby cow.
It's like a gladiator. They go in there with a sword. Bull's coming after him.
I like it, Justin.
That'd be crazy. This could work. Have you ever seen bullfighting, though?
Just clips. Dude, I can't watch an animal
I
die.
Know. It's
as
gruesome.
As much shit as I talk, I can't actually
it
watch
sucks. It. It's not cool at all.
I've only seen the clip where like a bull jumps into the stands and makes it, you know, it's like starts goring people. That's pretty funny. Because if you're there to watch somebody like murder a bull out of exhaustion, then you're a piece of shit. So
yeah. And it's not even like they start off like already bleeding and stuff. It sucks. Like, I really hope that sport goes away. It's crazy.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. So that's our disclaimer. We really don't want to see people kill animals. Kidding me?
We should start calling our show the Disclaimer Show because we give a disclaimer in every single episode.
Well,
I apologize for whatever Alan said. Like this episode, we don't actually want to watch live animals get murdered.
We really don't. Really don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, that's my bad. That's on me. My bad. The animal products and the allergies, though, I'm sticking with that stuff. That's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, but when we went over that moral question, it, you know, if you accidentally serve a vegan meat, would you tell them? And you're just like, nope.
It's
just...
Nope. And I wouldn't accidentally do it. I would just do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boom.
All right, I'm good. That was fun.
Oh.